What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Look, it doesn't take a lot to reverse this, but I just want to let everyone know that I did finally now close the St. Louis Blues stats sheet from last season on my browser. Just wanted to share that with the audience.
It's live character growth, right there.
Important moment, and if any, I'm appreciating all these stories. But if you want to share any other stories in that vein, feel free about your own personal growth and how you have overcome situations of great adversity in your life, like pining over players you don't even really like on teams that you barely watch. Good talk. 803-0550 is the number. I am the Bulldog. Mike is away today. Let us continue with the phone calls on what got you into this racket in the first place. Pat is next up. Hi, Pat. Thanks for calling. You're on WGR.
Hey, Bulldog. Big long-time listener listening to the show.
Thank you.
All the commentary and stuff. You guys do a great job. Anyways, I grew up in the 70s. My father got me started. He was a high school athlete, could have played college football, never materialized, but he was good for, I believe it was Hutch Tech at the time.
All right.
Anyways, he got me started in sports and got me started on the Sabres. My favorite player was Rick Martin. I used to emulate him in my backyard. He had a great wrist shot, great snap shot, great slap shot. Just intrigued me to follow him and I used to imitate him in my yard all the time, trying to be him.
Yep.
You know, my other guy in football would have been O.J. Simpson. My father had season tickets in 73, so we all got to watch O.J. run for 2,003 yards. I could remember almost every move he made on the field in certain games, especially in the New England game where he ran for 250 yards and just was enamored with them. And obviously I used to buy all their jerseys. I'm still a lifelong Sabre fan. I was a season ticket holder for 20 years. It's hard to continue to be a Sabre fan, but I'm hanging in there with them.
We all are, Pat. We all are. Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Yeah.
So if I could afford the Bills, I would be a season ticket holder for the Bills. Things were a lot cheaper back in '73 for my father.
Yeah, you know, no doubt. Yeah, but, for sure.
Yeah, a lot of times I watch the Bills, I think of my father and stuff and. Strangely enough, Bulldog, he died of a massive heart attack after watching a Bills game.
Oh, come on, Pat.
Yes. He called me up. He used to call me up after games, you know, that he was watching, and we would go over what the hell went wrong, but and also whatever went right. But he ended up passing away to a heart attack after the game. I never I'll never forget that either, as I had to go and figure it all out after.
Pat, thank you for sharing. Appreciate the call very much. Appreciate you listening all these years, too. And best to you and your family. Jeff is up next. Hi, Jeff. Thanks for calling. You're on the air here on WGR.
Yeah, hey, thanks, Bulldog. Yeah, I wasn't calling. I'm driving. I'm listening to your show, and it helped me remember how much fun I have being a sports fan. You know, and
good.
I was a unicorn in my family. Like, nobody played sports, liked sports, or watched sports. But I remember I was 7 years old, and the Bills were playing Kansas City to see who was in the first Super Bowl. And I'm at my uncle's, and on a counter is a radio playing the game. And I'm sitting there fidgeting as I hear the game slipping away from us. And then the second memory you pulled back on me was when I heard the fellow talk about Gilles Perreault. I remember when we won the wheel spin to get him as the first draft pick, and I can still see him wheeling around the net with the puck, getting almost full stride by the time he's like three strides in, he's at full speed, and he could handle the puck, and nobody could stay with him, and that was exciting. And then my final, most aggravating memory that was brought up by the guy who talked about riding the bike, buddy of mine and I rode our bikes to the Main Place Mall because that's where they were staging the NFL draft, and we're both sitting on the ground in the mall on a dirty floor, and the Bills are coming up, and I desperately want them to draft Chris Collinsworth. And I'm like, Collinsworth, Collinsworth. And then you hear, the Bills pick Terry Miller. And I'm like, that's the fastest guy sideline to sideline I've ever seen in the Bills uniform. So those are the three quick ones for you.
Those are great memories. Really appreciate that very much, Jeff. You just tripped a wire for me. I had the opportunity when the, I don't even know what it's called now. Is it still the Northtown Center? The ice rink complex out here in Amherst near UB. I'm pointing out the window like people can see, by the way, because I'm that age now. When they were opening, grand opening, like the main rink there, they had a game between the Sabres alumni and the Media All-Stars, which still exists to this day. Jim Fink, Business First, have been organizing the Media All-Stars for decades now, and they played the WGR team in the 11-day power play a couple weeks ago. That was my entree into the Media All-Stars. I was still only a couple of years in on the radio on WBEN in those days, and Jim reached out to me and invited me to come take part in these skates, and I hadn't played hockey in quite a while, at least with any regularity. But they got me into like these weekend skates, ended up turning into a year-round thing. It's how I met Mike Lesikowski, one of the founders of the 11-day power play, and a lot of other great folks who I've met over the years through that group. But the initial...
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
The reason I started skating with them on weekends was to try to get ready to play in this game against the Sabre alumni, and that there they all were. Like the French Connection is there, Danny's there, Larry Playfair, Howard Saperstein was their goaltender, who ended up, I got to know years later, as he was the public address announcer at Nichols home hockey games. So when my son was playing for Nichols, there was Howard, but he was like the stand-in goalie. I guess they couldn't find, I don't know, Bob Sauve. So we're there, we're playing, and I mean, it's just the thrill of a lifetime. And I'm a defenseman, and I'm here comes Gilbert, right, up the middle of the ice, and I'm backing in, like I'm at my blue line, and he's right in front of me, and you can see it, right, hit with the mouth open, and just the quintessential, even at that age, like long retired, Gilbert Perreault. Not like he needed his best stuff to get around radios the Bulldog, let me tell you. But I just remember having this moment where I'm staring at him in this posture, in this pose, this action that I'd seen him do hundreds, if not thousands of times on TV and in person. And I'm on the ice. Like, I'm on the other end of him. He's bobbing his head, deking, and I'm just like, your parole. Just go ahead. I'm not going to poke check you. If I did, I would fall, probably. What a joy it was to watch that guy play hockey. Man, oh, man. Dave is up next. Hi, Dave. Thanks for calling. You're on the air here on WGR.
Hey, Bulldog. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I became a sports fan when I was 6 years old growing up in Vancouver. It was 1994, and I didn't know why, but I was just like weeping at losing Game 7 to the New York Rangers. And I had not really followed the Canucks that year, but for some reason, maybe it was like everyone around me was so upset, I was like hooked. And from that point, it must have been like trauma bonding, just became such a huge Canucks fan. I wasn't able to watch the games on TV growing up, but every morning would clip the stats out of the newspaper.
Yep.
Just like you in that St. Louis Blues stat chart. Like, I had them taped to my wall as a kid, and they must have been up there all season. And then we'd take them off, and it was a Pavel Bure era. Like, there was mm-hmm. a lot to be excited about.
No doubt. It's so wild that your point of entry was pain.
Oh, and it's amazing now because it's come full circle. My son is 6 years old, and we live here now in Niagara, and we have Bill's season tickets, and we in the family section, and so it's like experiencing the playoffs with him. It's just a whole different world. Him not quite understanding, like, oh no, the season's over, like we're done now, and right. he hates the Chiefs. He loves the Bills, and it's just like, okay, this is so cool to go through it again with him.
That is so great, Dave. Thanks so much for sharing, man. Appreciate it very much. Have a great weekend.
Thank you so much.
All right. 803-0550. We'll have time for a couple of more here, but I'm going to take a break on time for Deck. I'm sorry to set things on fire, but I'm actually going to call timeout at the right time here. Like, I'm like a football coach that doesn't know how to use the timeouts. Back for more right after this on WGR.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.